Are you really living by faith or just going through the motions? Let's dive into Romans 14 and Hebrews 11 to ask a hard question. Are your daily choices at work, in your marriage, with your kids, truly offered to God in faith? Or are you running on autopilot? Because scripture says whatever is not from faith is sin. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. If there's even one area your conscience can't honestly lay before Him, this message is for you. So let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, we are diving into God's Word. We're in our series called Absolutes and Principles of Conscience. And if you're enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. This is the last one on chapter 14. So I hope you've enjoyed it. And we are going to dive in just a few moments. One more announcement we have is if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It really does help us accomplish our goal, which is to change the heart so that we change the public square. God is in the business of heart change, and policy is the outflow of the heart. So therefore, we need the gospel message to go out to every county. There's 39 of them. Every legislative district, there's 49 of those. Every congressional district, there's 10 of those. Every Supreme Court ruler, there's Supreme Court justice, there's 9 of those. Our governor, there's 1 of those. Our executive branch, there's like 12, I think, if I remember right. But anyways, it needs to go out each and every area. So let's dive into the Word of God today, and we're going to look at Romans chapter 14, verses 22 and 23. The faith which you have as your own conviction before God. Happy is he who does not condemn himself in what he approves, but he who doubts is condemned if he eats, because his eating is not from faith, and whatever is not from faith is sin. So we already covered verse 22, so 23, but he who doubts is condemned if he eats, because his eating is not done by faith. Let me ask you this question. Are you living by faith? And I'm not talking about necessarily just your faith in Jesus Christ. The beginning of faith in Jesus Christ is whoever calls on the name of the Lord Jesus will be saved. You're a sinner. I'm a sinner. Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins and rose again that we may have eternal life. And if we call upon the name of Jesus, we will be saved. The Bible says that if you believe that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You have faith in that. So that's the foundational faith. But this is a daily life faith. And what does that mean? Are you walking circumspectively of your in your daily walk? In other words, are you looking around and saying, are the practical actions that I take on a daily basis glorifying God, or are they glorifying myself? And am I doing that by faith? And so that is what he's challenging us today, is to have this relationship with the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our Master, our Savior, the one who goes before us each and every day. And to look at it in a way that says, am I doing this by faith, or am I trying to hide this from God? Am I trying to somehow keep this from God in a certain way? But God is really challenging us. He says, if you eat, but if his eating is not from faith, and whatever is not from faith is sin. That's a powerful thing. So what might it be that you're doing that's not by faith? Are you working at your workplace, not by faith? In other words, you're just kind of doing it on your own, or are you doing it for the glory of God? Your marriage, is your marriage by faith, or are you doing it for the glory of God? You know, like, are you living by faith in your marriage and for the glory of God, or are you just kind of living for yourself? Because if you're living for yourself and you're not living in faith with your spouse, he says it's sin. And he says, hey, I want you to be careful of that. Now, I'm not saying get a divorce. I'm saying increase faith. In other words, God is on the basis of taking those things which you can't see yet, and by faith, you're entrusting those over to God. What would change in your relationship with your kids if you moved from a works-based mentality to a faith-based, where you begin to see them, how God created them, and how God made them, and by faith, you pray for them, and you call out to them, call out to God on their behalf, you intercede for them? And you do it on the basis of faith. So Here is our title for today. It is, Whatever is Not from Faith is Sin. And our big idea, in gray areas, the decisive question is whether an action can be done from a clear conscience of faith before God. Are you doing anything your conscience cannot honestly offer to God in faith? Okay. And I just listed a few of those items. Marriage. Food you eat. Days you worship. You know, activities that you participate. We are called to be vessels of faith. Now, on some of those, they're absolutes. Like if you're married and you're in a covenant relationship, that's absolute. You don't get to say, well, since I don't have faith, I get a divorce. No. You say, God, give me faith for my marriage. Give me the faith to believe that he who began a good work in me and in my spouse is faithful to complete it until that day. I don't know why I'm emphasizing that today, but I think there's some that their marriages are struggling and you're like, I just want out of this. I've lost faith in the marriage. I lost faith in whatever. And I'm saying, put your faith in God, that God, intercede for your spouse today. Begin to cry out to God. Instead of running from the problem, begin to run towards God and allow him to shape and reshape your heart so that you can see the very things that God would have you to do. So our application, stop one doubtful practice and ask God to align your conscience and conduct you in faith. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. So this is the Hall of Fame of faith. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And you may be with your kids or your spouse, have something that you're hoping for, but do you have a conviction that God is able to work on their hearts even when you can't see it working out? That's what he's calling us to. He's saying, will you be faithful even when you don't see other people's behavior or maybe even your own behavior not aligning with God's word? Faith is the assurance or the conviction of things hoped for. By faith, men of old gained approval. By faith, we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which were visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained the testimony that he was righteous. God testifying about the gifts, and through faith, though he is dead, he still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he would not see death, and he was not found because God took him up. For he obtained the witness that before his being taken up, he was pleasing to God. Now here's our verse. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. Again, I am saying to you today, is there an area in your life that God is asking you to apply faith to? Maybe it's an area of conscience, like a principle of conscience where it's not an absolute, but you need to say, am I doing this by faith to honor and glorify God? Maybe it's an absolute truth. Maybe seeing God as the creator of the universe, the heavens and the earth, and he did that in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. Maybe it's by faith God is saying, will you just hold on to that truth today? Maybe it's the truth that God is the avenger and he has the one who has permission to take revenge on things. And so by faith, you trust God's judgments today. Maybe it's a blessing. Maybe, I don't know what it is, but what's the area that God is saying, will you apply faith to this area? And what is it? Faith is the assurance of things hoped for. In other words, God, place your hope in God and have assurance that he will accomplish those things. The conviction that of things not seen. So many of us want to start in faith, but we want to finish by works. So many of us want to relate, start a relationship with Jesus by faith, but then we want our earthly relationships to be by works. So many of us are on that space where we begin to think, well, it starts this way, but it ends that way. And God wants to do something in you today to understand that without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is. Do you believe that God is? I do. I believe God is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. So seek him today in whatever area it is, whether it's an absolute like your marriage, whether it's your kids, whether it's a principle of conscience like food or days. God wants to reward you as you seek him in those areas. Could you imagine being Moses or Noah? By faith, Noah being warned by God about things not yet seen, in reverence prepared an ark. Think about that. for the salvation of his household, by which he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. So we have Noah, Abraham, faith. Look at this. All these things are about faith. These different individuals' lives. And so you want to be in God's hall of fame of faith, don't you? Where you walk in the very things that God has commanded you to do. So I hope you've enjoyed this Principle of Conscience series and absolutes. And we absolutely need to have faith in Jesus and faith in every area of life. Believe that God is a rewarder of those who seek him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this series that we just went through in Romans chapter 14. God, set it deep into our hearts that you do have principles of conscience, but God, we need to live those out by faith. In other words, we need to bring them before you and say, God, is this glorifying you? Is this honoring you? And so, Lord, we ask for your help. We ask for your mercy. We ask for your grace. And we thank you for all of your goodness upon us. We worship you in spirit and in truth. We believe that you are the great I am. In Jesus' name, amen. Now go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard